Well, the longtime leader of the neo-Nazi group National Socialist Movement quietly stepped down earlier this year and handed the reins over to James Hart Stern. Now, that change in leadership has stunned the white nationalist group's members and people who study hate groups, because Stern, a black man, is an anti-racist activist who infiltrated the group with the goal, he says, of educating its members. Washington Post reporter Katie Mettler wrote about Stern's stunning trajectory for the paper and joins us now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. This story is somewhat fascinating on so many levels, not the least of which that the leader of the National Socialist Movement who stepped down now is speaking. But let's begin with James Stern, the black man who now apparently is at the reins of this organization. Tell us a little bit about him. This is not the first time he's done something like this, we understand.
Yeah, first, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to talk about the story. It is an interesting tale, and James Hart Stern is definitely an interesting person. He is from California originally, and he does have a criminal record, and he sort of began his efforts of racial reconciliation when he was cellmates in prison in Mississippi with the former KKK Grand Wizard Edgar Ray Killen. And Stern claims that during their time together, they developed a friendship in jail, and somewhere along the line, Killen signed over his power of attorney to James Stern. And with that power, James Stern says that he dissolved the KKK chapter in Mississippi that Killen ran. And so that was his first work sort of doing this sort of infiltration, I guess you can call it.
All right, and so what has happened now with the National Socialist Movement? How did he become the head of it, and what did he tell you he plans to do?
Yeah, so what he told me was that after he got out of prison in Mississippi, he went back to California, and the way that the two men met each other is up for debate. Stern and Shoup, the former president of the National Socialist Movement, they have different versions of events, but really how they came to know each other was through Edgar Ray Killen, who they both say Stern talked to about Jeff Shoup while they were in prison. And so when he got out, Jeff Shoup and James Stern made contact with one another and planned a racial relations summit in California. Shoup came out, and the black leaders from the NAACP and other black organizations met with Stern, and Shoup brought representatives from his group, and they talked about how they can work together to prevent violence and things like that. And out of that moment, both men say that they've kept in contact over the last 4 or 5 years. Stern says that they talked regularly and often, and that Shoup confided in him about the troubles within his organization. Shoup's version of events is a bit different. He says they talked more sporadically, but it all led up to what has happened in the last month or so, where Stern says that Shoup, wanting to get out of a lawsuit that the group is facing over the Unite the Right rally that happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, a few years back, wanting to get out of that relationship and wanting to cut ties with the organization, he signed it over to James Stern. Now the two are feuding a bit because Shoup feels like Stern manipulated him and got him to sign the organization over under false pretenses. But Stern claims he was above board the whole time and that his intentions were clear.
All right. So now that the organization has been signed over, what does Stern intend to do? It sounds like he has some plans that maybe the membership wouldn't necessarily have thought of themselves, to put it sort of diplomatically.
Yeah. So what Stern has told me, and he admits that it's still evolving, there's still a lot of legal uncertainty surrounding everything. And Shoup is saying that Stern doesn't really have control of much at all. But Stern claims he has control of the social media accounts, he has control of the website, and he intends to sort of repurpose the website, the National Socialist Movement website, which gets millions of viewers a year, as a space for Holocaust sort of history lessons to educate these white supremacists, these white nationalists, on the Holocaust and the history of that, you know, event. And so he says he's open to suggestions from Jewish leaders and is still really formulating those plans. There's a lot to work out between, you know, now and when that can happen, but that's his goal.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to us. Fascinating story, one that we might be hearing more from as time goes on. That's Katie Mettler. She is a Washington Post reporter.